Beneath Foundations for Eternal Life. Chapter 31, God Revealed Through Jesus. We've seen that God greatly values relationships. I have concluded that God wants deep relationships with each of us. But how could God establish relationship with us when the gap between his greatness and our relative humility is so huge? Could God somehow reveal himself to us through a person we could relate to better? If God did reveal himself to us more directly through a person, what would such a person be like? Would he or she come as an all-powerful king? If not, how do you suppose he would come? Would he descend out of heaven, or just magically appear, or would he come into the world more discreetly? Would he be supportive of our human leaders, religious institutions, and political institutions? Might he have some harsh words for some people, or only kind words for all? What might he say to you? It is probably no surprise to you that the writers of the New Testament, the newest part of the Bible, claim that such a person has indeed come to us. His name is Jesus. Did Jesus really come from a spiritual realm to reveal God to us? Or was Jesus merely human? Many people throughout history have claimed special divinity, but most were obviously deluded or were using such a claim to gain power. Jesus appears to be the only person in history whose life and teachings are actually consistent with such a claim. If such a claim is true, then it seems obvious that each of us should learn about Jesus and what he taught. But how can we determine whether such a claim is true? If you're interested in pursuing truth about Jesus, consider doing the following. Bullet point. Be a seeker of truth. Don't just wait around for truth to come to you. Seek it out yourself. Embrace truth when you find it. Bullet point. Spend time seeking the truth. Talk with people who currently follow Jesus and those who reject him, if you like. Read what his early followers wrote about him in the New Testament section of the Bible. Bullet point. Ask God for help. A previous chapter concluded that God wants relationship with us, so ask him to help you learn the truth about Jesus. It seems to me that there are only five general conclusions that are possible regarding Jesus. First, Jesus didn't really exist. All the historical writings about him don't have any basis in fact. Second, Jesus was a real person, perhaps a good person, but just a human being. Much of what was written about him by his followers isn't true. Third, Jesus was a real person who purposely deceived people into thinking he was something more than he was. People who wrote about him were deceived. Fourth, Jesus and his followers were all deluded, crazy people. Five, Jesus really did come from a spiritual realm to reveal God to us. For myself, I have concluded that only the last option is consistent with historical evidence and the self-evident truths I see in creation. I conclude that Jesus really did come from a spiritual realm to reveal God to us. For further reflection, what are your beliefs about who Jesus is? What are your beliefs about Jesus based on? Read about the life of Jesus in the Bible in the books of Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John.